Today on Around and About, Dave Porfiri joins us. He is an owner and partner of Mindflow Media, which is a local film and TV production company. He's here to talk about independent filmmaking in East Tennessee, what's happening, and ways you can get involved. First of all, a film called That Evening Sun is having its Chattanooga premiere this Friday. That Evening Sun was shot in the Knoxville area. It stars Hal Holbrook. It's won awards at the South by Southwest Film Festival, as well as festivals in Atlanta and Nashville. Variety magazine described it as an exceptionally fine example of regional indie filmmaking. Porfiri says there are many reasons for this movie's success.
That Evening Sun, I think, is really generating a lot of support and interest and critical praise because of Hal Holbrook. I mean, the man is an incredible actor. I've been a fan of his for a long time. I even saw his one-man Mark Twain show, which he still does. He's been doing it for over 40 years. But I'm sure the script, it had a lot to do with it. You know, it's a character-driven piece. And also what's unique about it is, you know, how many films do you really see about old people? You never see films about old people. We have an aging population. Perhaps, you know, people are responding to it for that reason, that there's the aging population is seeing a film about somebody who's going through some of the same changes that they are as they age.
Porfiri says it's exciting that this movie was conceived and produced in East Tennessee.
You really can count on one hand the last 10 years how many times that's happened, and especially that it attracted the involvement of a major Hollywood actor. You know, it's exciting because it proves, you know, once again that you don't have to be in Los Angeles to make a movie. Although this particular movie happened to involve some people from Los Angeles, but it was really hatched out of Knoxville, Tennessee.
The local premiere of this film is being promoted by the AFFT. That's the Association for the Future of Film and Television in Tennessee.
And we're going to have the executive producer of the film, Larson J., will be in town between the 7 and 10 p.m. screenings at the Majestic downtown. We will have about a 30-minute Q&A with Larson J., the executive producer of this film. And it will also be a fundraiser. The evening will be a fundraiser for the AFFT PAC. We have a political action committee working very hard right now to influence politicians who are running for governor about the need to support our industry.
The AFFT is active in Chattanooga. If you'd like to get involved, it's open to anyone interested in the craft of film and TV. It recently held a public visioning event, a meeting about the future of filmmaking in our city.
We got a nice public dialogue going about how do we grow the film culture here in Chattanooga. You know, how do we do it? Both the business of film and the art and appreciation of film. And so we came up with a list of initiatives as a result of that process. And among those initiatives are creating a Chattanooga Film Festival, which to me is a glaring omission in the cultural landscape of Chattanooga. Another initiative is we are going to try to make film education more integrated and more visible and reach out film education in all directions, including try to make it something that infiltrates more than it currently does the public school system. Our initiatives include increased attention to the need for incentives, both at the state and the local level, economic incentives to get more production activity to take place in Tennessee, because right now we're losing a lot of films to Georgia and other states that have more aggressive incentives.
Finally, one more way for you to get involved in local filmmaking is through Chattanooga State Community College. Porfiri is the director of Chattanooga State's Professional Film and Television Training Program. He says it's a unique program.
There's maybe a handful in the country like it in that we're not training people to be directors. We're training them to be those unsung heroes on the film set. Those 98% of the rest of a crew are people who you read about in the end credits of a movie, and you're not really sure what they do, like a best boy and an assistant director. You know, you don't really know what these people do, and our program is dedicated to understanding what those folks do and training the specific skills that those people do so that, that people can come out of my program ready for the workforce in film and television and take advantage of what is a growing industry in the Southeast U.S.
Porfiri says Chattanooga is perfectly positioned to be an incubator of independent films.
That's because, you know, relative to Atlanta or Nashville, this is a relatively lower cost of living city. So young artists can come here and they can nurture their craft. Young filmmakers can come here and nurture that their craft and not have the economic pressures of living in a big city. And we already have a tradition here for supporting the arts. If we just open that tradition up a little wider and embrace film as much as we embrace the fine arts and music, wow, the possibilities are endless of what could happen here with Chattanooga being identified as a film city, a film community. It'll be mentioned one day in the same breath as Austin, Texas. That's my goal. I want people to say Austin, Texas and Chattanooga in the same sentence when they talk about cities that love film and support film.
That Evening Sun will have its Chattanooga premiere on Friday, March 5th at the Majestic downtown. Tickets are available on Fandango, and they're going fast. For more information, as well as more info on everything else we've discussed, visit our blog on the Around and About page at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.